Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
The Bert Show.
But Hayden had another baseball game last night.
Nice. And how was it?
I don't know what's happening, but he's getting worse throughout the season.
Oh.
Yeah. It started mediocre, and it's just gotten worse, and I got to talk about this before he gets up at 6. Poor little man. And now starting to get him down.
Oh, it is?
Yes.
Well, because he skipped T-ball, right? Like, he didn't get to do the T-ball season, and now he has to do the season where the coach pitches it to him, right?
That is part of it, and a lot of the kids on his team have been playing 2-3 years already, so you can really tell that this is his first year. But Hayden, I think, is a lot like his mom and his dad. If he's not good at something immediately, he gets really frustrated.
Mm-hmm.
So it's so funny, the hypocritical words that come out of your mouth when you're giving advice to your kids, because you can almost hear yourself giving you advice to your inner child.
Oh, what advice did you give him?
Well, after the game, well, I'll tell you where the red flag started. This kid on the team yesterday, his name is Nolan.
Oh, that guy's meant to be a baseball player.
I'm telling you, man, Hall of Famer. Hall of Famer.
Yes.
He just had the game of his life yesterday, of his 6-year-old life. he like got 3 hits, and he was just on fire in the field, and he was throwing over from third base to first base. And what I do, how I help out, is I just I'm basically the backstop. So when the catcher can't catch the ball, there's an adult behind that just keeps the ball moving and
saves
gets it back
time.
To the pitcher and stuff like that to save time, right? So I'm that guy in between every inning. So as our team came off the field and Nolan got another one of his 19 hits yesterday, I came up to him and I just, you know, kind of messed his hair up a little bit. And I'm like, dude, this is amazing. This is the best game you've had all season. You're destined for the Hall of Fame. And Hayden was standing right next to him. And Hayden says to me, this was the end of the game. And he says, and maybe I'll be in the loser Hall of Fame.
Oh,
oh dude.
Breaks your heart.
Oh, dude.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. No.
Did you
baby
say,
boy.
You say, you're right, you might be, and then walk off the field with Nolan?
I can't even joke about it. So I take him by both shoulders. I'm like, come here, man. And I set him down. And I like, Hayden, you got, remember, I only have 30 seconds here because the kids have to get on the field, right? I'm like, Hayden, you got to stop putting this kind of pressure on yourself. This is the fourth game you've ever played, man. You're going to be just as good as these kids in a couple of years. You've got 2 things to do today, man. Have fun and try your best, and that's it, right? So he runs back out. He doesn't say it in a depressing way.
He just jokes about it.
It just sort of like comes out from him, you know? Like he wasn't sad or anything. It was just...
God,
him sort of making
heart
fun of himself or something. Broke my heart, too.
Oh.
So we went to Tin Lizzie's last night afterwards, and I sat him down.
Get him a pitcher of beer.
So do the shot of Patron. You'll feel a lot better, son. And it was like a long 10-minute conversation, probably 3 minutes of it, which he heard. But it really was, again, the same lesson is, dude, you're just starting at this, and you can't give up on things that you're not good at immediately.
Mm-hmm.
We're just going to have to go out and practice more and more. And I put some of it on me. I said, you know what? Some of this is my fault. I haven't gone out with you enough. We haven't played catch enough. We haven't hit enough. So some of this is on me, and it's not even your fault, son. So
what if he said, Daddy, you were so good at your first game of soccer ever?
Well, I told him last night that I wasn't. He thinks I'm David Beckham, but I said, look, I know you think that right now because you think everything that daddy does is the greatest thing ever, but when you compare me to the other soccer players out there, I didn't know what I was doing, and it's really similar. I said to him, this is his first time ever playing, and baseball has so many rules.
Oh, yeah.
If you think about it, so many rules.
Yeah,
and soccer is really pretty easy. I mean, you go out there, you stop the ball, and then you kick it. That's easy. But even for me being out there on Saturday, it was really confusing.
Mm-hmm.
This kid's got to figure out if you're supposed to tag, if there's a guy on first. Do I run right past first, or do I round the base and go to second? I'm supposed to look at coaches. So I said, I understand you're overwhelmed with all this stuff right now. So forget about being great at it and just have fun. So I saw him kind of checking in and out of the conversation, but I'm going to take him to the batting cage today because I don't think he's having as much fun. It's not fun for his mom and dad right now either to watch him struggle like that.
You're going to get him in front of a fast pitch machine?
Yeah, without a helmet.
Perfect. Right.
Do you think if after this season he says, I don't want to play anymore, you'll encourage him to play?
Well, we're going to have to make some tough decisions here because he's going to have to – I don't want the message to be – if you try something and you're not good at it, you could just quit. And we sort of have that already with soccer. So if he doesn't play baseball, then he may have to go back to soccer. You know what I'm saying?
He decided not to play soccer?
Yeah, he wasn't all that into it. I just don't – yeah, I'm a little bit torn by the whole thing. I just don't know if he's just not a good athlete at all and he's never going to be good at any of this, which wouldn't bother me at all, really. I just don't like setting the precedent that you got to at least play it out. Try it and let's see before you make the decision that you just don't want to play anymore because you're not good. Because he may be. I don't know.
How do you know the difference between not like liking it and not being good at it? Like giving up because he's not good at it?
Well, you can pretty much – you can see that some kids even immediately have more – naturally gifted athletic ability than others.
If he says he's not going to say I'm not good at it so I don't want to do it, he'll say I don't want to play this anymore.
I think if we go through two seasons and he's not making any progress, his hand-eye coordination is just not great right now. And Stacy keeps saying that he's behind because he was born early. I don't know how long you can keep that.
I don't know about that.
Which he's seven now.
Yeah, I told her I'm going to start doing the same thing because I'm still pretty small and behind on a lot of things. So at some point you have to say, look, this is just not an area that he's strong in. And that's why I think actually going back to soccer would be better for him.
That's a funny excuse because I was a C-section baby. So I was just sort of saying, I was C-section. Yeah.
I think you should just start telling people that you're 32. Based on Stacey's logic, I was born early. I'm only 32.
I'm really 42, but my motor skills are like 32. Yeah. Really not developing very well.
Have you guys ever talked about gymnastics for him?
We haven't really.
Because I remember the kids that were, and don't take it as any sort of insult, because I was always jealous of them, but the kids that were shorter and the girls that were in my gymnastics class that were shorter were way better than I could never get it in gymnastics. I wanted so badly to be a gymnast and like to be one of those cheerleaders that could tumble and like do all the backflips and all that kind of stuff. But I was tall and I started kind of late in it. And so they were always just light years ahead of me with all that stuff. Uh-huh. But the kids that were smaller and shorter did way better. Yeah.
And the guys look so much, guy gymnasts look so much better than girl gymnasts. You know what I'm saying?
Like, their physiques
yes,
and stuff.
But it's something
that kids start at Hayden's age. I don't know. I just wanted to throw that out there.
Yeah, no, it's cool. There are some children that just don't have athletic ability. I don't know if mine is one of them. I mean, his mother's side, all the men on their side of the family have always really been into sports and been very good. And on my side also, there's athleticism on both sides. I don't know if it's ever going to be his thing.
Or it could be.
I'm just not sure.
Some people just don't like it. Like, I played 2 years of baseball, and all of my, I mean, organized, like, outside of, well, I played Little League, but besides that, I just didn't care for sports.
Yeah.
I think it was like an ADD thing. Like, I would get out there, and by the third inning, I was bored out of my skull.
You can see, like, this social gender pressure on kids early, though, because I didn't realize this until I saw adults talking to my 7-year-old Hayden. The icebreaker for an adult to a young boy is, so are you playing any sports? I didn't realize how much that comes up.
Really?
Never thought about that.
Almost every conversation, especially with older guys, adult men.
Sure.
When they're introduced to a kid and they don't know anything about him, they don't say, what are you into? They say,
I do that. Now the
are you
now
playing
you think
baseball?
About it.
Are you playing football?
Well, you do that with
are you playing soccer?
Don't you do that with each other, too? Like adult men, when they don't know each other, that somehow it always comes back to sports or sports is a
what's
common.
What's your team?
Yeah. Right.
So that is your common language amongst men is sports.
Right.
So you do it to little kids, too.
So
makes
I think
sense.
We're just sort of in a weird stage right now where sports may inevitably not be his thing, but I may be forced to keep him in another year just so we don't set the precedent that you're allowed to quit just because you're not good at things immediately, you know? So I'm not sure. You never know. Like, I mean, I wonder if there's any parent that really felt like they had it down with their first kid. Like, I got this, man.
These
decisions are so easy because for me, I'm constantly hitting it from every angle, you know?
I think that Richard Heaney guy's pretty solid.
But Falcon was not his first kid, see? So that's why by the time he got to the balloon boy, he was,
He doesn't need to do a reality TV show. He needs a parental advice book.
Hayden, you get on base this game, or I put you in a helium balloon.
The Bert Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story.
If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help.
It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
The Bert Show.
So I have a case of I'm just curious. And if you haven't heard of what I'm just curious it is, it's really something that's none of your business, but you just want to find out what it is.
You're just curious, man. You want to be nosy.
You just want to know, but it's really none of your business. Like, we had Joanna want to find someone at Tongue and Groove. Two girls who got in a fight wanted to know what the fight was about. Mm-hmm. Jen Hobby was at a bus stop and wanted to know who this woman was who she always saw at the bus stop. So you're just curious about these people and what they're doing and what their business is, but it's really none of yours. Mm-hmm. So I go to my mom's house a couple of days during the week and just to visit. And on this one corner of this intersection, I always pass. There's always two or three women on it every now and then. Every, mm-hmm. I would say, 3 to 4 days out of the week. Mm-hmm. And they're standing there at the corners with little containers collecting money. And I don't know if they are homeless. I don't know why they're standing on the corner collecting money, because they appear in different clothes every time I go past the intersection.
There are no identifiable signs, need food, nothing like that.
There's no signs. There's nothing begging for money. They're standing on the corners. They're waving at people. They come up to your window waving at you with this little piece of paper in your hand.
So it could be a cause, or it could be that they're homeless.
It could be. I'm going to put cause in quotations.
Uh-huh.
I'm not
the cause
sure. They won't tell you what it
homeless.
Is.
Right. They need a home. Right. That's the cause.
I can't tell you what the cause is, but I just need your money.
Right. So I got, I like to give money where I can give money and help people out as much as I can. So I roll down my window and they hand me this piece of paper, and it's just like a Bible verse. There's nothing about like what kind of church it is. There's if it's a church at all, or what kind of cause it is.
It's like a little fortune cookie type deal? Which
it's, it's like a little pocket square piece of paper. So a pocket square piece of paper with like a Bible verse on it, which is really nice. And they just ask for donations for I don't know what. I don't know what.
Like, I don't know what I'm giving to.
But like, I think if it's in a container.
To help them print those pockets.
Yeah.
It's to help them pay their bill at Kinko's where they Xerox Bible verses.
So, I mean, but you see the little like container and you're like, okay, I mean, they just gave me something, so I will give something in return. Mm-hmm. Which is a couple of dollars for a little piece of paper. But I'm not really sure what it's for, because they are in different clothes every time I go. So like different t-shirts and jeans, but not
so
like,
you have interaction with them.
Well, they interact with you a little bit. Like they wave at your window. They talk about these pocket little pieces of paper briefly, mm-hmm. but nothing like with what cause they're with, why they're there right. at all. Just they're just there.
Lauren with a good question. Hey, Lauren. Yeah.
Hey, where are you talking about that it's at?
This is the intersection of Pleasantdale Road and 285.
Because I work for the state, and when I go out on inspections and stuff, there are three African-American ladies at one intersection. I cannot remember where it's at. Mm-hmm. But they do the same thing, and they'll give you a little Bible verse. And she told me that it was for abused women.
Mm-hmm.
Something they were taking money up for abused women. Now, whether that's the truth or not, I don't know, but that's what I was told.
Does this fit the description of what you're talking about?
There's two or three African-American women. Sometimes there's four, but they would be on the different corner stops, but they don't really explain, or they didn't at least explain to me what they were collecting the money for.
You're a better person than I am, because I'm not giving out any money to anybody where I don't know the cash is going.
Well, they seem really friendly and approachable, and they're being nice, and you see people with containers all the time.
I'm friendly and approachable, and I have a container.
Yeah. The container's my wallet.
Yeah.
I guess I'm kind of a sucker, but I haven't given them money since because I don't know what they are right. there for. Right. But they're there every
they need
couple
some
of
better
days.
Signage from yeah. Kinko's.
Either
they need
signage
to spend the
they
money
need,
on some
or borrow a pen and just write it on your Bible verse.
Yeah.
Please.
Well, I can't believe that you've actually given money and not had any idea what the cause was for, just because three women are asking you for it.
I don't know. I guess it's just a part of me that just wants to give, and I just feel like bad, like because I could do something better for somebody else, no matter
how
what
old
it
are
is.
These women. Also,
they appear to be in their 40s, maybe late 40s on okay. some of them. So
there's a little credibility there where it's not like a teen,
right?
And you've got a woman, and they're and it's Bible related. So
yes.
I mean,
it's,
they're hitting you on
they're
a couple of different.
You up. And it was cold last weekend too. I always feel worse when it's cold out.
No, they're mm-hmm. standing out there with the sunshine.
But you know what I'm saying? It's yeah. like nice weather out or whatever. I'm like, oh, you're all right.
Right.
But when it's freasing, I'm
you'll
like,
fine.
Here's a five.
Go find yourself a nice, comfortable break.
Here, I've got something for you, too. It's a map of the United States. You need to go to Boston because that's where you're really going to make some money.
That's
it's
where
cold
get
up
the
there.
Cash. It's freezing. Then you feel bad.
We may be able to get you an answer here. Okay. Good morning, okay.
Q100.
Hi. Hi.
It's women who are recovering addicts, and they give them apartments. And they earn their stay in those apartments by going out and picking up money, and the money goes back to pay for the apartments and utilities.
And she's not the only one to say this.
So oh,
we
wow.
May be,
wow.
We may be onto something here. Hey, huh. Britt, good morning.
Hey, good morning. I had some gentlemen that were doing the same thing, like near Marietta Street.
Mm-hmm.
They had buckets, and they were handing out little pieces of paper, and the gentleman actually engaged in conversation with me but said he was a recovering alcoholic, and they take donations of anything, really. It could be clothes, it could be TVs, it could be houses. But it's like a recovering ministries type of thing, where they help people that are recovering from prostitution or abuse or alcoholism. And that's what he explained it to me as. It could be the same thing, I'm not sure.
So is the marketing on this whole thing that just go ahead and tell people, recite the Bible verses. You don't necessarily need to tell them where the money is going. Because if you do that, then there might be some that will be turned off by the whole addiction thing.
Possibly. I mean, he was sort of like trying to tell me his story at the stoplight, but he had a Bible verse.
Because I'm trying to figure out. Oh, I'm sorry. I was just saying, I'm trying to figure out if I would be a good beggar. Because it could just be the talent of the people trying to beg, that they're not giving enough information or they're afraid to ask you for money. You
mm-hmm,
know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. So because like with Wendy, she didn't get the full information, but we had a caller that they explained fully what it is. So that just may be individual to individual on, you know, the lack of information. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Like, hey, Lauren. Good morning. You're on Q100.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, Bert, love the show. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Wow. Good morning.
Hey, I have to say, I'm like Wendy. I will give a dollar. I mean, I work downtown, and I'm on my way right now. Hey, 285. And I specifically want to give money to homeless people or the people in need. I mean, it's a dollar. A dollar's not going to hurt my bank. And, you know, that blessing to bless someone else, if you have it, you know, it's not going to hurt to give a dollar. And it does kind of frustrate me to see people in need and no one, you know, people just walk away. I don't care where it's going, but I know in my heart that I'm giving and I want to help that person.
Yeah,
so go for it, Wendy.
Yeah, to me, there's a difference. It feels just very different. Like if there's one homeless guy that comes up to me, that I don't have any problem at all giving money.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's the same people on the same corner and I just don't know where the money is going, I just feel skeptical about
but
it.
But what if that's where they're... Home is near.
I don't know.
Seems like a weird sentence to say about a homeless person. But
I guess I just get a little skeptical of all the scams and stuff like that. I don't mind giving money. I don't mind it
don't
at
you,
all, man.
Don't you always feel like, too, like if you feel like you could be an enabler with their addiction problems if it's...
Well, it sounds like they're in a program, though.
Well, not these women that Wendy's mm-hmm. talking about, but I'm talking about like other homeless people or whatever. You know,
I have
sometimes...
all those thoughts, but the bottom line is... I make a good living and it's a buck, so mm-hmm. usually 9 times out of 10, I'm like,
why not?
If right. I'm enabling, whatever, here's a dollar.
Kristen, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hi, I just wanted to remind your listeners that there are a lot of scam artists out there, and if you're concerned about if you're donating to the right person or not, and you want to make sure that your money goes to the right place, there is a rule that anyone asking for money has to have a permit. So if you ask them for their permit and they don't have one, they're potentially a scam artist.
Right.
I feel kind of bad, though. Like,
yeah,
roll down
right.
my window. She's giving me a Bible verse. Where's your permit?
Yeah. Like,
before
can I see your begging permit?
But if they're in the same space all, you know, in the same place all the time, then they probably do have one.
It could.
Because if they're there repeat on the same corner over and over again, then somebody would have asked them.
Nobody in this room has nearly enough guts to say, let me see your permit.
I'm not going to do that. No way.
Not even remotely close.
The Burt Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story.
If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help.
It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. Forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
The Burt Show.
Right, so the email reads like this. It says, Dear Burt Show, I have an interesting dilemma that I've never heard discussed on your show. Perhaps you guys would be willing to read my email and let your listeners give their feedback. I normally listen from 7 to 8:30 every day. I'm the mother of a beautiful 7-year-old girl who's in the second grade. And as you know, kids can be very, very cruel. And if one thing sets you apart or makes you a little different, then all the other children will find it and use it to make fun of you. It's very much like it is in this studio. Things never change.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, it's not just kids.
My 7-year-old daughter has hairy legs. This is an even growth of very dark hair. Of course, I see nothing wrong with this, but the children in her class have noticed it and started to make fun of her for it. There are obviously several options for me to take. She writes, number one, ignore it and tell her to ignore the people making fun of her. Two, try to find a company that will do laser hair removal on a child as young as 7.
What? Hey, that'd be a cool, that'd be a good endorsement opportunity.
Yeah, I've got some pretty good contacts at Ideal Image, but I don't think this is legal.
It could be one of those conversation spots, Bert, you talking to a 7-year-old.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, God, that's horrible.
Hey, little girl, legal, you got right? Hairy legs.
Don't you have to be 18 at least?
I hope so.
use a hair removal or shave her legs for her. I should say use a hair remover. Or four, teach her how to use the hair remover or shave her own legs.
Mm-mm. No, seven? Not at 7. Mm-mm. No.
Lord.
When did y'all start shaving your legs?
15.
When I started middle school, I wasn't allowed to in elementary school at all.
I wasn't allowed 13, to either. So. And I went in and took my mom's. And, like, did it myself the first time. I didn't even ask for permission. And I cut myself up completely.
What age was that? What age was that, Jen?
What was it? Maybe, like, 12 or 13, something like that. Yeah.
I still have scars from...
From your first attempt?
Oh, really? First attempt at shaving,
seriously.
Yes.
I think guys do that, too. The first time you shave is with your dad's razor and...
It's always the Adam's apple. Man. Yep, you can never get over that thing.
And then you come into the living room looking like a bloody mess because it doesn't hurt. Yeah.
It's either the shin. I got a scar on my shin. And then right there in the back at the Achilles tendon area right there. Just like, and then, there's some skin.
With dudes, the first time you shave, you know, you're not really prepared to bleed or anything like that if your old man's not around. So you walk out of the bathroom and you have these little pieces of toilet paper attached to the blood on your face. It's all over.
Mm-hmm.
She writes, my husband has a huge problem with all the options above except for number one. In his opinion, she's way too young to be worried about the hair on her legs. And if the kids weren't making fun of her for that, they'd be making fun of her for something else. I, on the other hand, am heartbroken for her and want to make this go away. I do see where he's coming from because it seems like such a grown-up thing to do for a child who is less than one... Come on. Who is less than 100 months old.
Are you kidding?
Oh, honey.
She's 7 years old.
Give me a break.
I'd love to hear from your listeners and get their feedback on how they would handle the situation. I'd be especially interested in hearing from someone who's had to deal with this themselves. Thank you for your time from Cindy.
Wow. Mm. I understand she's in a tough position, but I do think the child is too young, and I think she's got to stand up to the bullies and just sort of deal with it. Because it's too young to start shaving, and she can't manage that herself, and she can't have mom have to manage that. And Yeah, I mean, once you start, you can't stop shaving for the rest of your life. Like, she needs to be able to be a little girl and not care about that stuff.
There's so many different levels to this email that we could get into. Of course, there's the obvious one about shaving the legs that early. But there's also the debate on moms coddling their kids more than their dads do. Like, dad's just saying, you know what? Suck it up.
But dads
and
don't
mom's like, I got to alleviate the pain somehow.
I just don't think dads understand that the hairy leg thing. On you girls,
get,
though.
You do get made fun
you
of.
Know. Yeah.
You're always wanting to
shave
I'd
have to see
legs.
Her legs. I'd have to. Honestly, let's, I wish I could see her legs.
Let's say they look like this, Marissa.
If they look like yours.
Oh, yeah. Then they got to go. You got to trim them.
Maybe
yeah.
She can get some
wear
scissors.
Pants.
She, I mean. Yeah.
I mean, you are going, you know, we're coming out of summer. We're going into wintertime. Just let her wear pants and jeans to school every day.
So you'd say no shaving, don't mm-hmm. even address it, deal with the kids in the class,
not
and start
yet.
Working on her confidence.
Too young.
She is what she is. Melissa.
I don't know yet because I don't know how thick the hair is. Because
let's say it's
be
really
pretty,
thick.
Really,
it's got to
really
be
thick.
Let's say it's really thick. Let's
really
say it's a bad case. And let's say she's at a private school and she's wearing her little skirt thing on and people can see her dress all the time.
I have to be honest. I may take the electric razor route and not do the razor thing because that's just too much. But
what about those creams?
I may have to help.
Those things don't work.
If it's real thick.
God.
They don't?
If she's the only one and she's getting, I don't know, because, yeah, you can send them to bullies, but you'll always be the hairy little girl. Mm-hmm. You know?
Maybe get some scissors and trim it. I don't know.
Doesn't this sort of give in, though? I mean, isn't this the first lesson of be confident by your body as a woman? This is who you are. Accept it and deal with it.
Well, I mean,
not a woman, though.
She's
but
not
I mean,
a woman.
Don't these lessons that you have to sort of rely on later on in life about confidence and body image begin this early?
Mm-hmm. Well, but I mean, you're sitting there curling her hair and making sure her hair's perfect and saying, you know, that she has the same hairstyle as everybody else, but yet you won't let her shave her legs. I think it's a mixed signal. Like, you're already dolling her up, I'm sure, I'm assuming, you know, at
but
seven.
She's Hayden's age.
Yeah.
Think of one of the little girls that Hayden plays with or goes to class with having to shave her legs. Got Come it. On. That's too early.
Hey, Holly, good morning. You're on Q100.
Smaller the back tattoos.
Hi. My daughter is seven, mm-hmm. and she also has very hairy legs and was becoming very self-conscious of it. It wasn't that other girls were making fun of her. It's just that she noticed it. And I was really torn about, I think, you know, she's just a little girl. I don't want her to shave. I don't want her to use any of those creams. And I was really debating about what to do, mm-hmm. and I found a fabulous product. We got it at Target. It's a little, like, sandpaper pad that you just rub on your legs, and it rubs the hair right off.
Ow.
And so it doesn't hurt, and my daughter can do it herself.
And what's the name of this product?
Well, I don't remember the name of
sandpaper.
It, but it's there in any kind of store, like Target or Walmart will have it.
Okay. Like, what department? Like, is it in the...
It's, like, in the toiletries aisle in the... Yeah.
Like right by the razors?
Where you buy your razors and creams
yeah.
and all that.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you very much.
And paint thinner.
Wow.
I told you guys when it's so much different for a guy. I think I shared this with you guys. When I was much, much younger, probably around Hayden's age, I was so much shorter than all the other kids in school. And I was getting a whole bunch of crap for it that my parents ended up putting me up on growth hormone, which was supposed to just raise my height to a level where all the other kids were. It was never going to make me taller than I was genetically supposed to be. It didn't do that, but one of the nice side effects was it just made me a chia six-year-old.
Aww.
I mean, hairy. My legs were hairy. My arms,
Aww.
I mean, big balls of hair. But it's different for a guy, man.
I've never been sexier than right now.
On the first grade playground, you know, just this tumbleweed. Nope, that's Bert.
I think it's the point. I think we're at the point now where every time Bert talks about a story from his past, we all just cry.
I know.
My therapist is listening right now. She's starting to tear up again. Hey, Ken, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, I'm glad I got through. When I was about 8 or 7, I was in the third grade, and I had a friend named Gigi, and she had very hairy legs. She was redhead, and eventually she just started shaving her legs because she said that, you know, it, you know, made her feel better when, you know, she didn't have to worry about all that hair, and, you know, it was just her personal issue. She didn't nobody made fun of her, but, you know, she just started shaving her legs. And
how old are we talking about here?
She did it at 7?
Seven, eight years old. Like
oh, wow.
And the end result was she was glad she did it. Nobody made fun of her after that.
Well, nobody made fun of her in the first place. It was her own issue.
I got you. Okay. Producer Joanna. Producer Joanna. Oh, please be about you. Please be about you.
This subject is really touching to me right now. This subject's very touching because growing up, I'm a product of a Spanish family and also descendants of Italian. Okay. So we're extremely hairy and my legs on my hair are black. Black as night. And it's thick and it's just bad. And growing up, I started growing hair on my legs very young. Mm-hmm. And my nickname was Chewbacca.
Oh.
And Tarantula.
Oh,
that's so sad. And my brother to this day still calls me Tarantula. And it was very hurtful. I remember going to the skating rink and this guy got me a postcard with the picture of Chewbacca on it.
Oh,
and gave it to me.
So like all the girls and all the boys were making fun of you. That
and
sucks.
It hurt. And to this day, I hate hair. I hate it. Anywhere it is besides on my head and my eyebrows, it's gone everywhere else.
Way,
and I just can't stand it. It's just stuck with me. Girls aren't supposed to be hairy.
What's your advice for our listeners?
Let her like nair it. Don't shave it because you'll cut yourself. I remember my mom only let me shave to my knees. And I started going further up and further up because
an extra half inch every time you would shave.
Exactly. And I was really bad. I almost cut my ankle off because it was so bad.
Really?
Yeah. So let her nair it.
I think
nair is the best thing.
It's very interesting that both Joanna and Bert went through this and they both have their own little jihad against hair under the neck.
True. Like, and I can't stand body hair, man.
Yeah. Oh, it's funny. I hate it.
Here is Barb. She wants to be on The Voice Disguiser.
Thanks, Chewy.
Aww, yeah, stop. It's Tarantula.
Go ahead, Barb.
Hey. I had a 20-year-old, and when she was in like second grade, she had really dark hair. Went to the doctor, went to endocrinologist, all that. They said it was normal, and they advised waxing.
And ouch.
Yeah, it didn't hurt for about 2 years. And like before she'd go to sleepaway camp, she'd get it waxed.
Oh,
and then as she got older, then the waxing bothered her. Then she moved to nair. Then she moved to shaving. And for her 18th birthday, we gave her laser hair.
She's like,
for her 18th, she couldn't wait. Like most are counting down to 21. She's like, I can't wait to get an ideal image start today.
But you don't tell anyone. Hey, what'd you get for your 18th birthday?
She would probably tell people. Yeah. She would probably tell her friends that have been with her through this over the years.
Hey, April, we have a parent here that has a 7-year-old girl, and her legs are really hairy, and a bunch of her girlfriends on the playground are giving her a hard time about it. The mom wants to shave her legs, and the dad's like, she's just too young for that.
The sandpaper works awesome.
It does.
It works. Girls are so mean at that age, and they're so mean. Whatever can boost her self-confidence, because it's going to affect her the rest of her life, just like Joanna called Tarantula and Chewbacca, let her sand it.
But what's it called?
We found somebody that.
Because you're gonna get a million people who are gonna go to Ace Hardware and just buy.
Yeah, no.
What do you think it is? The 100 grit? I think I gotta wet it first. What about a power sander? Dads will be down there with their kids.
Hey, Michelle. Good morning.
That's gonna make me not be able to say it. No, it's called Smooth Away. It was this thing you can only get on TV, but now they have it at like CVS and Walgreens and Target, and it's a little like pink plastic pad, and you put the sandpaper. It's not sandpaper like you would think. It's really fine, and it's never worked for me because, like, I tried it on my arms, and they're real, real hairy, but it should work for, like, little girl hair.
All right, Smooth Away was the name of the product. And then one more suggestion if you don't want to do the shaving thing. I think most are calling up saying somehow, some way, get rid of the hair. Like, I'm not hearing a whole bunch of just let it be and let her deal with the social aspects. People are calling up saying, you got to do something about it.
My only concern is if they make fun of someone for, you know how kids are. If it's not the hair, won't it be something else? Like, didn't everybody get made fun of for something?
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is the difference here between dudes and women. It really is. It's like I think our knee-jerk reaction generally is to gut it out. Gut it out, gut it out. Yeah. Whereas women are more protective and like, there's got to be an option. Here is Danielle.
This is Danielle. I was listening to the last one about if she was Spanish and Italian. I'm Italian as well, and I have two other sisters, and we grew up, you know, we have our hair, it's brown. I mean, for sometimes we just wish that we'd had blonde hair for one day to see how it feels. But I suggested maybe bleaching it.
Does that hurt?
Make it blonde? No, I don't think that that hurts.
It'll take away the appearance of your mm-hmm. your dark hair if it was so dark.
So the other fine, girls won't yeah. be able to see
you
it.
Just jack up. You know what you could do without your kid even noticing? Just jack up the chlorine in your pool. And then take the kid swimming.
Oh, it'll turn green then.
Yeah. Hey, Shannon, go ahead. You'll be the last call.
All right. Thank you. We have a family member who's the same way. She was very hairy. I mean, she had black hair on her knuckles or toenails or her toes. From the time she was about 8, they started shaving it. And now she's 23. And if she shaves in the morning, she has to shave again by the early evening.
What?
It grows back so fast.
See, I think that's been proven to be a myth, that once you start shaving, that the hair comes back thicker.
She is so hairy. I mean, her arms and everything. So she shaves it all. But I'm the mother of 3 children, mm-hmm. and I would never, ever shave my kids at that age. And my son has a very hairy back. And he's very self-conscious of it, but I just tell him how much, you know, we love him and accept him, and I just think it's too young.
Doesn't every guy have a friend growing up that was like the dude who would shave in the morning and like by 3 o'clock had a full-on Fidel Castro beard yeah. rocking it?
My brother That's was crazy. That way in high school.
Really? Was he? There's always yeah. one or two in your high school class.
So sad.
Like he would come in fresh shaven and he would leave as Zach Galifianakis in The Hangover. Like, by the time you get to baseball practice.
Here, Bird Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
The Bert Show.
I think everybody in their past has that one person that you hooked up with that you wish you didn't.
Might have happened for Reshma on Monday night.
Yeah, exactly. And when I, and we've debated this off the air, Wendy, hooking up in my terminology world when I was in school and everything, like that was just making out.
And in my world, hooking up means going all the way.
Okay, so when I say hook up,
mine was making out too.
Well, somebody you made out with.
We've all had this discussion before.
Yeah, right.
For me, it was made out.
Making out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think you just hooked up with guys who were just telling you, you were like, all my friends are hooking up. You want to hook up with me? And he's like, yeah, that means sex. And you're like, all right.
No, there is like a, yeah.
There is a confusion.
There is a confusion.
Yeah,
there.
I don't know what I thought it was, but I think in this scenario, it's going to be making out.
Yeah, making out. And I just, there was a mistake that I made. And this was like over a year ago. Like, this is when I was just newly, freshly single and had these new liberties I could take. And I did.
Which is healthy, I think.
Yeah.
You get out of, divorced and, you know, like.
Right. Coming out of that, I was like, okay, guess what? And then I went out of town with some friends back to my college town for a football game. And I realized when we were all sitting around at the tailgate or whatever, and this is, you know, over a year ago, I was like, oh my gosh, I could make out with somebody. Like, I'm allowed. Like, it was like this new thing. I was like, oh, wow. Okay. So there was a good friend of ours that I've known for years. And, he's a friend of our friends that have the tailgate, right? So we always go back to the same one, see the same group of friends, whatever. This guy's always been single. I never really thought about it before, but all of a sudden I started thinking about it.
He's got a tongue. I've got a tongue. Let's do this.
Yeah. I just made out with him because I could.
Right.
Like, old mm-hmm. school college style, like at the tailgate.
Why not flex your new freedom?
Right. I was flexing the new freedom.
So you guys made out at the tailgate?
Yes.
Oh.
After the game. New game. Stupid.
That's
stupid,
all right. Stupid. Were you leaned up against the smoker?
Or the truck, the F-250 or whatever?
Were you sitting on the lift?
Dumb. Okay, so fast forward to now. when I didn't even like the guy. I'm not even attracted really to the guy. He's nice. I just did it because I could. And now we still keep going back to the same tailgate and seeing him.
Oh no. Oh, no. So he
now
always has.
He's like Mr. Flirty Tailgate Guy. I'm like, oh God.
Jen, you want to make out?
Yeah, exactly. And I'm like, no, dude. You have no idea how.
And you know what the unfortunate part
less
is?
Less than interested I am. And how the only reason that happened was because I just could.
he has an expectation, like,
now
going to every tailgate that it might happen.
Yeah, now it might happen. It's like, no, it's not going to happen.
Just out
you, of gave the you gave the stray cat milk. And what happens when you do that? They come back time and time again. Even if it's just one time, they're always there hoping that they're going to get milk again.
And they'll tell their friends that two cats will show up and three cats will show up.
And all of a sudden, you just got a bunch of cats walking along the fence outside your... Did you, by any chance, like, pay attention to how long... Because I know what the guy's mentality was. From the moment you arrived in the tailgating area, how long was it before he delivered you a drink? I'm guessing it was about...
This year?
4.5 seconds.
Like, because he wanted round two to happen?
Yes.
Yeah, it was about 2.2 seconds.
I'm guessing he met you in the MARTA train. Like, you're getting off, and he stepped in, and he's like, here you go.
Yeah, I mean, and it's one of those things where I just wish I could take it. It's the hookup I wish I could take back, because he is a good friend, and we're going to see each other every year, and every year
and
now
you're stuck
I'm going to have,
it.
Like... Hey, you know.
Yeah, we can all confess to these. I've told you about mine before. It was a client of the radio station up in Washington, D.C. And I wanted really nothing to do with her at all. I wasn't attracted to her, not even a little bit. She had facial hair.
What?
Yeah, seriously. We went on a client trip where you take the best clients on a trip, so we all went skiing together.
Not the best looking, just the...
She wasn't the best looking, no, but this was for how much money you're spending on the radio station. And our salesperson sort of pimped me out. They put fantastic. Like five people in the same condo together and knew that this
dude,
client was sort of digging on me.
We're in tough times and our sales department is listening. I'm just telling you.
Just be careful.
They're taking notes. Uh-huh.
So this woman I had really little interest in, she bored me to tears. Like, her breath stank. She just was just so not into her. But she was really aggressive all day long. And I fought it off, but we both got hammered, and we ended up in the same bed together, and even drunk, I'm like, no, this can't happen, no, and I passed out, and she passed out, and nothing happened. Night over, done deal, I'm strong. I wake up at like 3 a.m, and she's there, and nobody else is around. She's out like a light.
She's probably snoring like a...
Yeah.
Like a
so what do I
cold.
Do? I tap her on the shoulder and I say, "Let's go ahead and let's do this." And I wish I could take that one back. I really do.
Oh yeah.
Mine was in a club. Right. Newly single when I was just like 21, just could go out to the clubs. And you know, you're just fishing. You just want to make out with somebody. So I'm just roaming the club. And I was like, hey, you. And I've had a couple of cocktails. Hey, you. I don't know your name, but let's just go make out in this little fancy corner.
So, he won the lottery.
Oh, he won the lottery. We made out in front of everybody. Like, this was like in the middle of the night in front of everybody. Now I see this guy everywhere.
Oh,
and he's
no.
telling everyone we dated because we made out.
He told everybody you dated?
Yes, that we dated because made out. So I see this guy
everywhere
now. But one makeout session, that's it.
And you're like, hey. Like,
if it happens once, it's going to happen a million times. You'll see him again.
And then,
who are you searching for tonight? Me? Mm-hmm.
Is this Don Johnson for you?
No, Don Johnson was a cutie pie. this is a classic Tennessee tale of back when I did date guys. And there was this guy. There was this guy who looked just like Travis Tritt. And I went out on a date with Mr. Travis Tritt, and we were in his truck. That's right. And so then we pulled into the McDonald's parking lot. That's right.
It's a perfect place to make out.
And I obviously was not attracted to him.
I'm so turned on right now.
Seriously. And then so I obviously was not attracted to him at all, but whatever. So we started making out, and he was one of those guys that liked to produce a lot of saliva.
Oh,
so it wasn't just the saliva on the mouth. It was on the neck. It was was on the ear. It was on the shoulder. Yeah. Yeah.
You know what you were? You were a Happy Meal.
I mean, seriously. I mean, my fingers were like the McDonald's fries. I mean, he was licking the fingers. And I was looking at the window like, oh, my God, somebody help me.
You know what? Maybe he pulled
That's
in
horrifying.
There. He may have pulled into the McDonald's genuinely hungry, and you just forced yourself on him, and that's why he was salivating.
Not lying. I had to take a shower when I got home to get all his spit off of me.
Oh,
it was
sick. Nasty.
Oh,
that's nasty.
God. So I regret making out with Travis Tritt.
Oh.
Back when I was at Syracuse, there was a girl that I hooked up with, and she just wasn't. She wasn't that hot or what? I mean, she was attractive. I feel bad, but she was, yeah. Probably, yeah. So, which was fine and everything was good. I don't even remember how it came about, but we hooked up back at her place and it was seriously just a drinking beer all night. She was there, I was there type of thing. But it was fine because I thought that was the one night thing. But I worked at the college radio station and she did news for the college radio station. So it got a little awkward on Monday morning because I really wasn't acknowledging what happened. Guys have the ability to compartmentalize that. And so, like, she came in, you know, at 4 in the morning, showered, hair done, makeup, like, perfume on, everything. And I was wearing sweatpants, probably still drunk from the night before, you know. And she's like, hey, so when are we going to do Friday again? I was like, what happened Friday? And it got so tense and awkward that at one point, I think like around the 8 a.m. newscast, in the middle of the newscast, she got mad because I wasn't turning around to look at her because I was running the board. She actually got up and left.
No.
Heartbreaker.
Did you have to go back and work with her again, or was that it?
I can't remember how we resolved it. Like, it got weird for a while, and I think, yeah, I don't think we, I think they probably assigned change days, you know, because this is a different. It was a college radio station, so it was a different show every day. Yeah. So I think we probably shifted our schedules a little bit. But it was still weird. It's it's a small radio station or small buildings, you know?
And now the whole world is so small. In fact, I forgot to tell you guys this. That one that I was telling you guys about,
yeah.
Facebooked me about six
oh,
months
no.
ago.
She did,
yeah.
Do you have a name for her? Like, amongst your friends, was she like...
Chewbacca.
No, I think for a while it was Snowflake because we were talking outside while we were skiing. And she seriously had so much facial hair that the snowflakes were stuck in her facial hair. So I think when I referred to it, it was Snowflake.
My friends called my guy Mr. Tailgate.
Yes.
They're like, hey, is Mr. Tailgate going to show up? The Burt Show.